Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I'm overwhelmed when I'm here because I see an ocean of silver hair in front of me. And that shows me that how long you've been faithful to the Lord. And it encourages me. It makes me, you know, look at you and be inspired. So when I'm here, especially over here, this is the first time I'm over here, I'm right now being inspired. What I want to do with the rest of my life. I want to be as faithful as you all have been. That's all I want to do. So, a very quick introduction. My name is Samuel Chandra. I was named Samuel because when I was born with a cleft palate. And the doctors were not sure whether I'll survive. And my mother prayed, "Lord, if this child is going to survive, let it be your will. But if he's not going to survive, just take him away as quick as you can." And my mother said, I smiled at her. And that was the most beautiful smile she's ever seen. So, I was born with cleft palate. I had major speech impediments growing up. I still have them. But the miracle of miracles is I earn my bread through speaking. I am able to talk about the Lord to people. And I can talk to people in at least two or three languages. So a child who was born with a cleft palate, God has done a lot of miracles. But then, the God can make a donkey talk. So basically what you're seeing is a donkey talking. I have been in New Zealand since February of 2020. Came here just before COVID. I think I brought COVID along with me. I've been in Nelson since July of 2022, and I have been worshiping with Richmond Baptist since November of 2022. This is the first church out of my home church where I'm preaching in New Zealand. So thank you, God, and thank you all for this opportunity. I come from an area in India known as Kanpur. It's a very notorious place. It's around 400 kilometers from Delhi. My wife is here, her name is Winnie, and I have a son whose name is Shalom. I'm a public servant by profession, and I'm studying theology at Carey Baptist. I have been a third generation Christian. But I came to know the Lord when I was in my late 20s and early 30s. So always a part of a Christian family growing up. Now, there are missionaries who go out from here to various places. And if you want to see a living testimony of how missionaries influence the world, this is one. Because my grandmother, she was a widow, and the missionaries took her in. Sorry, my great-grandmother. And the missionaries took her in, and she had a child, and they helped her raise that child. My grandfather, when he saw these kind of works, he was around 7 or 8, he accepted Christ. And so when missionaries go out from here, and sometimes you don't know what they are doing. You can see the ripple effect from people like me. I wouldn't be standing here and preaching the word if somebody from some country wouldn't have gone to India and preached the word to my grandfather. So, if you want to ever think what a missionary is doing, come and see me. May I have the next slide, please? Where? Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm supposed to be good with these things. Oh, don't worry about them. Oh, I have notes here. I believe in Murphy's Law. If something can go wrong, it will. Right. Oh, yeah. We've already spoken about this verse. What is the value of your soul? Now, when I speak about the value for your soul over here, I'm actually preaching to the choir. Because you people are here because you know the value of your soul. You know you have accepted Christ and you know how important is your soul. So think of it as a revision and not a sermon. And the other part, when you hear beautiful hymns, the ones you sing, this church actually doesn't need a sermon because you are repeating the gospel, you are talking about the faithfulness of the Lord. So it's tough to be preaching over here. You guys are all preachers in your own self. Yeah. So the value of your soul? Priceless. How priceless? You're made in the image of God. How priceless? That the devil is also after your soul. Yeah, there's a war going on. There's God who wants your soul because he created you in his image. And there's devil who wants to get as many people away from God so that he can have their souls. Funnily enough, this Genesis 1:26-27 is on the program, and I had not discussed this. So, but this is one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible. It says, we are made in the image of God. Jesus was asked once, is it lawful to pay the taxes to Caesar? And Jesus asked them, whose image is on the coin? And the person replied, Caesar's. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. There should have been a follow-up question. What is God's? Our soul belongs to God because we are made in his image. Our soul belongs to God. Just like a coin carries the picture of Caesar, it belongs to Caesar. Our soul carries the image of God and we belong to God. So that should put a smile on your face because we are branded. We are branded. The soul doesn't cease to exist. It's eternal. So whether you choose the good road or the bad path, you're going to be on it forever. The dust will return to earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. I love this verse, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. It gives me such a lot of confidence that when Jesus comes, those who are dead in Christ will be taken up first, and those who are here will be ready to receive him. And I love the last part which Paul writes. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So I've already told you that we are brand ambassadors, right? We are carrying the brand of God. And what do brand ambassadors do? When you switch on the television, you see a movie star or a sports star selling a product. Wear Nike shoes. Because they have been paid by the brand to sell the brand. We, on the other hand, have been purchased by God. So we need to proclaim God more. Especially, I believe that Christians should be contagious. You know, in India there are a lot of mosquitoes, you know, and we say if a mosquito bites a Christian, it should start saying there is power in the blood of Christ. So we need to tell people more about who we are. And we need to be proud about it. Think about it, that God in heaven, He loved us so much that He gave up His only begotten Son. And He came down. Today we're going to have communion. Amazing. Communion for me is a time to recharge and to think that I am not worthy, and yet He prepared everything. I come from India. We have a majority of Hindu people, and so karmic philosophy is very prevalent over there. It's what you do will mean whether you get born as a human in your next life, or as a dog, or as a cockroach, or as a fly. Yeah, seriously. So keep doing good deeds if you don't want to be born as a cockroach, you know? But the beauty of Christian worldview is we don't have to do anything except believe. God has done everything for us. I was looking at the way Muslims pray a few weeks ago. And if they don't bend or bow down in a specific manner while they are praying, their prayers are not accepted. Think about it. And all we have to do is sit anywhere and start praying, and our prayers are heard. We don't have to do any special action. So, yes, our soul is priceless, but it is God who is doing all the work for us. We got to do nothing but believe. What price was required to redeem our souls from the wrath of God's judgment? Does anybody remember the song? What can wash away my sins? Amen. I don't need to share the verse then. Because the blood of the Lamb is without blemish, without spot. Wash me and I'll be as white as snow. But I'll come back to Stoke Baptist. I love this church. I'm inspired by this church. You are one of the reasons why there are blessings in this area. Despite your infirmities, your age, you people are faithful. You are here every Sunday, spreading the love, making it more contagious. And just what Jesus says in Luke 10:42. When he talks about Mary. Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Stoke Baptist and all of you here have chosen the good part, which will never be taken away from you. So be proud that you guys have chosen Christ. And be more contagious. Before I wrap up, the last song that we're going to sing is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I'm really attached to that song. One, it comes from India. It's about a story of a tribal tribe, and one of the people accepted Christ. And each verse happened when he lost his children, his wife, and finally his life. But then the whole tribe came back to Jesus because of that man's sacrifice. So Stoke Baptist, be proud of every prayer that you have prayed, every fast that you have kept, and every hymn that you have sung, because you all have decided to follow Jesus, and because of your faith, this community is going to prosper. So thank you very much, and God bless you all.